Money in the Bank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm Sonny Gigamarello.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior?
Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
Kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're back from a slight delay because I had to go do work stuff. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, Sir Rockin, and we are brought to you by our awesome friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And we're not going to do a full show, but we're at least going to talk about, well, two major events that happened this week. One, of course, being Extreme Rules. Yay! And the other one being the exciting Kentucky Derby. Yes, we're going to talk horse racing on this show. Because, why the hell not?
Because, why the hell not? Because, you know, wait for it. Sound effects.
I'm so impressed you pulled that. I don't know how anybody else's horse did, but I know mine came in third from last.
My pretty horse, Frosted, came in fourth.
I almost picked Frosted because I love grays, but I just loved
War Emblem.
Not War Emblem, you jerk. One misspeak from when I was drunk, and it's just War Emblem.
Well, you went off about War Emblem, and it's like, I'm going with War Emblem, and then we
Hey, you know what? War Emblem won a derby, so...
13 years ago.
There's hand gestures involved with this.
I know. By the way, a little birdie told me something.
What?
When we're recording this show, it's your birthday.
It is my birthday, yes.
She had her cake, she had her alcohol... She's sadly sober.
I may have to go get alcohol, just to, you know.
To get through Extreme Rules.
Yay. Extreme Rules. This is not gonna be positive, guys. This is gonna be bad.
Well, you know, it's as good as you can expect for Extreme Rules.
Hey, last year's was good.
Had good moments last year. We had little Johnny last year.
We had S.H.I.E.L.D. versus Evolution last year.
We did, and I watched it, you know, a few days prior to Extreme Rules.
Hey, you know, I would take the demonic possessed child over Bray Wyatt feuding with Ryback any day of the week. Give me little Johnny back.
And we'll get all into that when we come back from break.
Why is he feuding with Ryback? But yes, we will get all into it after the break. So you're listening to The Rat Kick right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
I'll make it real. I'm not a glorious disaster. What power living says you gotta die. I plan on burning through another night alive. One more for measure, there's 10 for the soul. They never sleep, so are you ready to go? Push out against the clear blue sky.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the show was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, now. Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree.
Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Los Matadores versus the real Americans. You all
I'm
pick.
Going with that. Never mind, sorry. You're We're not making predictions. I seen him too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
Alright, the team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked three. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God! Get the fuck out!
I believe you changed to
Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
He's coming. Just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. If you're just joining us, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're getting ready to talk all about Extreme Rules 20... Can we talk about 2014 instead of 2015? 2014 was so much better.
No, this...
Please?
No, this is not Throwback Thursday, so we can't talk about 2014.
Damn it! I don't want to talk about this show.
But we got to talk about this show, and it was the show was all right. It was all right. It wasn't the greatest show in the world. There are a few positive. We're gonna skip our normal format. We're gonna talk about the Let's talk about the positives on the show.
Yes, let's talk about the positives, because the positives are way more fun than the negatives.
Bad News Barrett and Neville on the pre-show was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I kind of need more of that.
This was better than their King of the Ring match. By the way, Bad News Barrett is your King of the Ring.
He looks so cute in his little tiara.
I like the match. Neville's very hot right now, and they need to capitalize on it. I don't know where his ceiling will end up, but he needs to get to a point where they're doing something really good with him.
I think they're trying, and they're starting to do that. And I think they realize that he is taking off because they've got him in the ring with Barrett, which is a really good solid place to start him. And he'll win the feud with Barrett, and slowly over time, I think he'll grow. I think we're gonna see him go into the Money in the Bank match.
And probably shine in the Money in the Bank match. Probably won't win, but he'll shine.
No, cause Dean Ambrose has to win so he can scare the shit out of Seth Rollins.
By the way, Neville beat Barrett in the pre-show with the Red Arrow. Nice finish. Barrett went for the Bullhammer, Neville move, kicked him in the head, hit the Red Arrow for the finish of the match. Really good match.
Right. Very good match, yeah.
Another highlight of the show was the Chicago, hopefully, sort of on the street fight.
This started out really hot. It was really good. They went backstage, which I always love when they go through the crowd or they go backstage and they don't keep it just at ringside. And then they commandeered an SUV.
Which was like, sweet, they're going to fight on the street.
And then they vanished for like a half hour to 45 minutes. And we have no idea where Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper went. They just left.
I think they went to get a pizza.
I think they went to a strip club.
That too.
But that's just, knowing Dean, that's just, yeah.
Well, yeah, but Dean probably had his fill because he was in Vegas the night before, so.
He lives in Vegas.
This is true. This is true. I can't.
He probably went home and went to sleep.
He probably did. But yeah, I was like, they're gonna fight on the street. That's where we're headed. It's gonna be like the back line brawl. We're gonna have to see some driving. We're gonna see some fighting. There wasn't any fighting on the street. That was the negative on this.
Yeah, this is something that I've heard a lot of people say this, that they really could have kept this going all night long.
Or at least an hour to an hour and a half. You could have at least one shot of them fighting somewhere else.
I mean, they spill into a bar. They spill into a grocery store. You know, they spill into CM Punk and AJ Lee's living room. You know, it's, they just fight all over Chicago, and you really do an actual street fight, and you just, because if anybody could pull it off, it would be Dean and Luke, because they have such a familiarity with each other, there's such a comfort level there, you can see it, that they would not have a problem going out onto the streets and just fighting each other. And it feels like that really should have gone there, and so it's like everybody got super excited when they just stole a car and left, because it's like, hey, somebody get a camera on them. Somebody go find them. And they were saying that, you know, somebody go find them. Somebody go find out if they're okay, you know, or what's going on. And they never took a camera to them.
Kane dropped the ball.
Kane, dude, we gotta talk.
I mean, Triple H sent him and said, go find them, go find them. And, well, he just let him go.
I mean, I know he was worried about his pants, but...
They raised money for new pants for you, Kane. No, don't worry.
We're not gonna talk about that.
That was the most ridiculous thing ever. Anyway.
Another positive we need to talk about, since I'm looking at her right now.
We'll get to that, but before we do that, we gotta talk about talk about the finish of the match. Where they actually did come back.
No, dude! We're gonna steal a car, we're gonna leave for 45 minutes, and then we're gonna come back to this.
Okay, fine, then lead us then.
We need to talk about the Divas match.
What Divas match? All I was looking was shoes. The lights, they were so distracting.
They were cool though.
Oh, I'm not
they're
saying that.
Different.
Look, I'm not saying that was a bad thing. I'm saying they were distracting me the entire time. Me and you were sat here watching the match, and the match was great. Just gonna point that out. It was a really good match.
It was a wonderful match.
But trust me, me and you were sitting here looking at the shoes, waiting for them to change colors.
We kept trying to figure out how they changed colors. We couldn't figure out if they changed when she like stomped her foot, if they were on a timer, and we finally figured out that they were on like a timer and they would cycle through the lights. Like,
after doing more investigation, watching it a second time, it's a sensor.
It's a sensor?
Yeah, I watched it the second time on the replay. It's a sensor.
My only complaint about this is it felt a little like Naomi was doing Sasha Banks.
With the glasses, at least.
With the glasses and the jacket and everything, felt like she was doing a little bit of Sasha Banks, and it's like, eh. It's like, I love you, Naomi, the shoes are cool, but let Sasha be Sasha. But yeah, this was a great, great match in which, sadly, Naomi came up short. She did not defeat Nikki Bella.
Naomi was holding the ropes, Brie kicks Naomi, and Naomi then fell into the rack attack for Nikki Bella to retain the title.
And I heard a lot of complaints where it's like, where is there going to be a title match where Nikki defends without cheating?
She's a heel. She's sort of a heel.
I was going to say, who was the heel in this match? Because technically Naomi was the heel.
I don't know. Bell's
yeah, that's the thing. Like, if Naomi's supposed to be the heel, then the Bells technically should be the faces, which means they shouldn't be cheating, but the Bells are also heels. So it's like, what the hell's going on?
Very confusing.
Very, very, very confusing.
So another positive, the ending to the Last Man Standing match.
This is going to say the car's back. Let's finish this.
Oh, we're going to do the car? Okay, the car's back. Hey, look at that, them diving out of the car. All right, they dove out of the car. Dean dove on the Harper. By the way, they switched places. Harper drove going. Ambrose drove on the return.
Well, you know, you share the responsibilities. They're polite like that.
Ambrose dove off the car, then he dove at him off a thing coming into the arena. They fought in the vault, then they just went, hey, want a chair? They threw like 20, 30 chairs into the ring. It's amazing. Then they start fighting in the ring, powerbomb on the chair by Harper. And then Harper was stacking chairs on Ambrose, and he missed, and then Dean moved, hit the Dairy Deeds, and he missed the chair. There's all these chairs around him. He hit the canvas, not the chair. Ambrose wins.
Yay! Dean Ambrose gets his first pay-per-view win in a while.
Now people will be quiet about it?
No.
One can only hope. So, yeah, I like the finish. I like the idea of the match. I just want it more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really liked the finish. I really liked what we got to see of it, but I wish we had gotten to see all of it. And that's the thing, is we didn't. Like, it felt like we got a little cheated on that match, because Luke and Dean was something I was really looking forward to, because again, there's a familiarity between the two, and you just have two guys who are really, really, really good at their job and very good in hardcore matches.
Yeah, and they played it safe, but again, but it was safe but unique.
Safe but unique, and it left me wanting more, which is, I guess, was the point, because these two are obviously going to go to Payback.
Maybe.
I think they should, just based on that match, because it doesn't feel like anything was really resolved, you know?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Now can we go to the finish of the last man standing match?
Yes.
The match itself was boring and awful. But they had a few nice table spots throughout the match, but the ending was really cool. Roman speared him through the Spanish announce table, which led to a 9 count. Before that, they were standing on the table and it was shaking. I was like, shaking. So, after the spear, Big Show was getting up. Roman Reigns then dumps the announce table on the Big Show. That was different and unique. I liked it.
He pulled a Brock.
But I liked it. We sat here going, so who's going in the box? It was sort of a box. It was a table. They put Big Show in the table.
It was a clever finish. I think I was more happy for the fact that the match was over, just because Big Show and Roman Reigns really does nothing for me. Right. I think they could have found someone much better to help get Roman over, because he really needs somebody that can sell for him, and Big Show was not that person. I adore Big Show. I think he's great, but he was not what Roman needed.
No.
He really, really wasn't. Especially going in to face Brock and coming out of Brock, Big Show was not what Roman needed. Roman needed someone like Seth or someone like Randy. Really, someone that can sell for him, someone that can bump for him, and someone that can make him look good.
Because yeah.
That's what you have to do. And Big Show, just like that match, the Last Man Standing match, I was trying not to talk about it, because honestly, it really was kind of boring.
So another positive was the tag title match, which had the most surprising ending of all. New Day won the belts.
That was shocking.
Didn't expect that one.
So happy that they won, but shocking.
Yeah, so it was a good match. Kofi rolled up Cesaro, held the tights, picked up the win. Good back and forth. A lot of physical action between all four teams. Crowd was into it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this match. Really good match.
Very good match.
All right, now let's get to the negatives. Should we start with the biggest negative, or should we start with the title match?
What's the biggest negative? I'm just curious.
Well, for you, the lack of skin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to go off about this for a second.
All right, we'll go with this one first. So it's the Kiss Me Arse match, Dolph Ziggler and Sheamus. First off, awkward announcing by JoJo having to say Kiss Me Arse.
Yeah, they made a 20-year-old say Kiss Me Arse. This is awful. Poor JoJo.
Poor JoJo. All right, I'm just gonna sit back and go.
Okay, it's a Kiss Me Arse match, right?
Yes.
Which is essentially a kiss my ass match.
Yeah.
Just Irished up.
Irished up, PG up. Yeah.
So, Sheamus and Dolph actually had a really kind of okay match. They were awkward together.
Yeah, this match wasn't any good.
I mean, you want to see the positives of it, but there really weren't a lot. They didn't seem to kind of gel together. And I don't know if it was they were just trying to get through it. I don't know if there were problems. I don't know what it was, but...
It's Sheamus' new ring style. He's more of a bully, so it's slowed down, and he's more just standing around. It's less action type style.
Yeah, and that's not how Dolph wrestles. Dolph's very active. So, I mean, it was an okay match. Shock of Shocks, which was kind of surprising, Dolph won.
Yes.
And so now comes the point where it's okay, somebody's got to drop trowel, show their butt, and somebody's got to kiss it. Not quite what happened. There was tasteful side cheek.
Tasteful side cheek. I like that.
Thank you, King Kittens, for that, but there was no actual full-on exposed derriere, which is what you're expecting in a Kiss My Ass match.
Right.
Like, I was so actually kind of happy for this match, because it's like after years of having to sit through bra and panties matches and lingerie matches and pillow fights and paddle on a pole matches, finally they're getting the guys to do something like this, where they have to drop their trunks and show their ass to the world. Yeah, not so much. Dolph lifts his trunk so Sheamus can see his cheek, and well, Sheamus kicked him in the face and ran away. I got no exposed ass. I was so disappointed.
Then Sheamus,
considering who's in this match, very disappointed.
She wanted to see some either very tan butt cheek or some very pasty white butt cheek.
I wanted to see if Dolph Ziggler had tan lines, damn it.
And sadly, she didn't get what she wanted.
That's just... And I understand that they can't do that because of the kiddies, but here's the thing. Don't book a Kiss My Ass match if you can't follow through on the end. Like, that's the thing. Like, you could have picked any other stipulation.
I'm with you.
So it's like, don't book stuff that you're not going to be... Excuse me, that you're not going to be able to follow through on. Just
right,
saying.
Right. Alright, so there was that. The Russian chain match. Rusev and Cena.
Lana was the best thing about this match, and they sent her away.
She we want Lana, we want Lana. She gets up, does the royal wave. Hi, hi. Rusev went, you go by. And the rest of the match was just, eh. It was a chain match, strap match, whatever you want to call it. It is what it was.
And LOL, Cena wins.
Pretty much. Nothing much to it. This series peaked at the first match.
Gee, it kind of feels like Bray Wyatt and Cena all over again. Just saying.
Well, no. I think how the three matches wasn't the final match between Cena and Bray Wyatt the best, even though he was put into a box.
The Extreme Rules match was probably, or the match at Payback was probably the best.
That's what I mean. The series, the quality of the matches, the first match between Cena and Rusev at Fastlane was the best of the three so far. I didn't think the WrestleMania match was that great.
No, I would agree. I don't think... I really haven't been that impressed with any of Cena and Rusev's matches, but I would agree that the first was the best because it was the first time we'd ever seen it. But there's something about them that doesn't really gel.
Yeah, and guess what? We get to see it one more time at Payback.
Oh, goody, 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 arm drops.
Lana had to go make a match happen, so she did whatever she had to do to get Rusev one more match. An I Quit match with John Cena at Payback.
They all know who's winning that match.
John Cena.
Yep.
Can just write it down now. John Cena wins.
Yeah, just write it down. John Cena wins.
Alright, and then, oh, we forgot one positive.
What did we forget?
The person that saved this pay-per-view for the both of us.
Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas.
Obo, you died, but I was so proud of you.
Bo Dallas' second city made no sense to him as Chicago is number one at not collectively showering before coming to the arena. And he said, Chicago needs to learn how to follow rules and treat each other better. And, well, shut your mouth as well. And all you need to do is Bo leave. And then got killed by Ryback.
And there was this really awkward moment where you're sitting there watching Bo Dallas get killed by Ryback, and it's like, wait. Is Bray going to come out and save Bo? Is that going to happen?
Well, did next night.
Yeah, but it's like I'm sitting here watching that going, dude, if that happens, I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah, we sat here going, if that happens, yeah. And then you had the main event. Steel cage match, Rollins and Orton. It was a steel cage match. Nothing overly impressive. There was a pedigree by Orton, which was awesome. Kane had awkward moments of walking up the steps, walking back down the steps, walking up the steps to open the cage door. Then he politely shut the door on Orton at one point, which was nice of him. And then Rollins drop-kicked the door accidentally into Kane. Kane then slams the door on both men. Kane starts to strip. He chokeslams J&J. Chokeslams Orton. Rollins tries to leave. Kane chokeslams Rollins. Kane drags Rollins onto Orton. Orton kicks out at two. You're gonna say something?
Kane splits his pants at some point.
Kane then splits his pants at some point. Hits the RKO onto Kane. RKO by Rollins onto Orton, I should say. SKO onto Orton. And Seth Rollins retains the WWE Championship. Solid match, but it was very anticlimactic.
It was a decent match. I think banning the RKO was just a little silly.
Yeah, here's the thing. Because both men had no finishers in this match.
Pretty much.
Because you don't know Rollins' new finish. So
I don't think they know Rollins' new finish.
So it's like you can't really buy into his finish without really knowing it, and since we don't know it, it was hard to have false finishes. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it just kind of summed up the whole pay-per-view. Like, they tried, but it was just kind of okay. You know, I think Kane losing his temper and Kane starting to turn was kind of the best part of this, because it's just Kane is beginning to lose control. And it's a nice, really slow burn on that, pun intended.
Right.
Where we're seeing that exterior begin to slip and he's attacking everybody, so he's really kind of not on a side.
Right.
So that was kind of the most interesting part of this. You know, Rollins looked good, which is important. You know, especially coming out as champion, he retained. Kane eventually did the right thing for business and helped Seth retain.
Right.
But all in all, it was just okay, you know?
It was a solid show. Overall, it really was just a show. It was there. Nothing great. Nothing we'll go back and remember for a while, if that makes any sense. It was just one of those shows.
Yeah, so now we move forward to Payback.
We do, and damn it, Magic 8-Ball beat us. Magic 8-Ball was 5-2, I was 4-3, you were 3-4.
Eh.
We'll get you next time, Magic 8-Ball. We will get you.
Hoping.
Or it'll probably kick our ass.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. But I see we're done.
We are done. So remember, everybody, check out all the fine programming right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Everything from CB Radio to Wrestle Talk Radio, where they're doing the WTR Wrestling Trip on Sunday night, the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights, and The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com every Thursday night at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes. Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the condensed version of the plugs.
Because we have a lot of plugs. You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at thehands.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. And, of course, check out our regular show every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I promise not to have any more work stuff for a while. Or get sick. Can't promise drunk, but won't get sick. Not quit. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we will see you next week. Bye!